Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny, breezy, and windy day today again today. Mid-50s tomorrow, sun, patchy clouds, still windy, around 60. Weekend looks better, partly cloudy on Saturday, lower 60s, less wind. And Sunday, sunny with 65 to 70. We'll check the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, Democratic leaders and the governor in Connecticut agree on a budget and the gas tax holiday through November. Democratic legislative leaders and Governor Ned Lamont reached agreement on a revised $24.2 billion state budget for the next year, proposing $600 million in additional spending and $500 million in tax relief, including extending a gas tax holiday through November. Negotiators for the governor's office and the Democratic majority still have to work out plans for spending between $400 to $500 million in federal coronavirus relief funding remaining from the American Rescue Plan Act. Lamont and top Democratic lawmakers yesterday announced the agreement on the revised budget. House and Senate votes on the Democratic budget plan will wait until a consensus is reached on how to spend the remaining funds for the American Rescue Plan Act. Well, the Court of Appeals has struck down New York's redistricting maps. The state's highest court struck down the redistricting maps yesterday in a landmark ruling that'll send maps back to the drawing board and likely affect the state's election calendar this year. The case made its way to the Court of Appeals, a seven-member panel of Democrat-appointed judges after a pair of lower court decisions tossed out congressional maps, leaving New York's congressional districts and races hanging in the balance 2 months before the primary season. After hearing oral arguments, the court held that both the congressional and state senate maps approved earlier this year were procedurally unconstitutional because the legislature did not have the authority to pass the maps, which were supposed to be created through a bipartisan redistricting process put in place by voters in 2014. Further, the court ruled that the state's congressional map was, quote, drawn with impermissible partisan purpose, end quote. Well, the Board of Finance in Falls Village proposed 2022-23 spending plan from the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education go to public hearing at the Finance Board's regular meeting on Monday, April 11th. The public hearing is scheduled for 7 p.m. at the Emergency Service Center. The municipal budget spending plan has a bottom line of over $2.1 million, an increase of about 4.12%. The Board of Education spending plan at the Lee H. Kellogg School has a total of about $2.1 million, an increase of 4.26%. Meanwhile, the Sharon budget hearing is planned for tomorrow. The Board of Selectmen set the date for that public hearing for tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The annual town meeting will be on Friday at 7 p.m. May 13th at the Town Hall. At the regular meeting for Selectmen, the Selectmen reported a progress at the Town Hall parking lot expansion project. First Selectman Brent Colley say, we researched details of electric vehicle charging stations and lighting, both expected to be part of the project, also including our plans to improve drainage and expand the parking lot. Colley went on to say the plan will be shared with the public when it's ready. Comments will be welcome. Elections and a budget. That's what was on tap at the Village of Millerton meeting. June elections set the board established. This year's election will be held Tuesday, June 21st. The polls will open at the Village Hall at North Elm Avenue from noon till 9 p.m. May caucuses set the Democratic caucus will be at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd, and the Republican caucus at 7 p.m. that same night. Both caucuses will be held at Village Hall. The budget adopted Village Clerk and Treasurer Kelly Kilmer presented the proposed budget. She said it hasn't changed since it was first posted on the Village website earlier this spring or since the Village Board held its required public hearing on the budget on April 4th. At that time, the village's expenses were calculated a little over $811,000, while revenue other than taxes came to $366,000. The amount to be raised by taxes came to $443,631, and the village's tax rate came to 0.004658.93. This is the first year Millerton will exceed the state's tax cap. After some discussion, the board approved the proposed budget for general and water with a majority vote. Three Berkshire high schools have scored high in the U.S. News yearly rankings, the annual U.S. News and World Report scoreboard charting how high schools in the county, state, and nation includes three Berkshire winners for the top 50 for Massachusetts. Among the 380 ranked statewide, Lenox Memorial High, Bart Berkshire Arts and Technology Public Charter School in Adams, and Mount Greylock Regional High in Williamstown placed in the top 13%. Nine of the county's 12 high schools scored in the top half statewide. That list includes nearly 18,000 public high schools nationally. The evaluations are based on graduation rates, college readiness, reading and math proficiency, reading and math performance, A vote has moved the merger of the Berkshire Hills and Southern Berkshire schools a step closer to reality. Teens from eight South County towns could attend the same high school in several years if all the towns agree to it. The eight-town Regional School District Planning Board voted 16-6 to begin a journey that could consolidate the Berkshire Hills and Southern Berkshire Regional Schools into one kindergarten grade through 12 district and send all students in grades 9 through 12 to a newly built Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington. Under the plan, Mount Everett Regional Middle School and High School in Sheffield would continue to serve students only in grades 6 through 8, and both elementary schools would remain unchanged. If after further analysis, the board agrees to hammer out new regional schools agreement, voters in all eight towns and both districts will have to agree by supermajority at annual town meetings. A meeting to dive deeper into the details is scheduled for May the 9th. Some meetings coming up today in North Canaan, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting at 7 p.m. Falls Village, the APR public hearing for presentation to the town and school budgets for 2022-23 at 7 p.m. with the Board of Selectmen. In Cornwall, coming up at 7 o'clock, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. There's Zoom until further notice. Check in with the zoning office. And in Sheffield, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting at the Town Hall second floor meeting room. That is tonight coming at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu, also dinner specials. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram and at interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,301.93, the NASDAQ at 12,488.93, and the S&P 500 at 4183.96. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.